Once upon a time in Hawaii, sugar was king. The industry powered politics, wealth, and helped form the identity of the Aloha State's population. The closing of the sugar operations of Hawaiian Commercial and Sugar Company signifies the end of an era.
It is very sad to think that at the end of 2016, you know, large-scale sugar production in Hawaii will, you know, have finally come to an end.
Rick Vollner is the plantation general manager at Hawaiian Commercial and Sugar Company. Its parent company, Alexander and Baldwin, started sugar production on Maui 145 years ago. Vollner says the company had been financially struggling for years, reporting agricultural losses of $30 million last year. Half of the 675 employees will be laid off beginning in March.
You know, we were unable to sustain the losses we've had over the last 2 years. And probably more importantly, we don't see that changing in the near future.
Instead, the company will focus on diversified agriculture, including energy crops used for biodiesel and possibly irrigated pasture land for cattle. A century ago, it would have been hard to imagine that sugar would fall on hard times.
Sugar and pineapple were the absolute mainstays of how our economy functioned.
Bishop Museum historian DeSoto Brown says sugar in particular took off after the Reciprocity Treaty was signed in 1876.
The United States removed tariffs on sugar from the nation of the Hawaiian Islands being imported into the USA. That meant that sugar was therefore cheaper to sell there, and that meant that the sugar industry here boomed tremendously.
The booming sugar industry not only drew wealthy landowners to the islands, it also brought immigrants from Asia and shaped the diverse population now present in Hawaii.
If it wasn't for sugar, there would be a totally different world here.
Rosalind Lightfoot is the director of the Alexander and Baldwin Sugar Museum in Pu'unene, Maui.
You know, all the migrants that came here wouldn't have come to Hawaii if it wasn't for the plantations. It would be a whole different island.
And it's not just ancient history, says historian DeSoto Brown. For anyone driving around agricultural lands, even in the recent past, the view of a sugar plantation told a much broader story.
You saw the plantation houses and you saw the little plantation communities that used to be parts of those things, and you saw the sugar mill and you saw the burning of the cane fields. I mean, even if you didn't work in the sugar industry, you saw all that stuff. You were aware of all that stuff. You read about it in the newspaper. You just knew that the price of sugar was something important that affected all of us.
And now something that will be part of the past. Molly Solomon for HBR News.